To Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Always a pleasure to have Laura from To Inspire on the show, because let's face it, we leave every month feeling like we've learned something about ourselves. To Inspire offer fantastic management coaching courses. We always focus on an element of that within the show, and this month we are talking about feedback.
Yeah, this month I'm on my feedback soapbox. So, Tom, when was the last time you asked for feedback?
I don't know. I feel like I just kind of get it anyway.
Right. Are we talking about work here? Or?
I think in general, yeah. I think I get it on for most angles. And to be honest, when you're on the radio, you quite often get a text message telling you how you're doing from a member of the public.
Okay. Well, I think that's quite unusual.
It's very unusual,
yeah.
Yes.
But most people, certainly in the personal sphere of their lives, won't ask for feedback. Or don't ask for feedback, or it wouldn't even occur to them to ask how they're doing as a wife, a husband, a partner, a mum, a dad, a sibling, a daughter.
I could always find that being quite a hard question to phrase, actually.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me, how do you think I'm doing as a husband?
Well, you can weave it into a general conversation, but actually it's a good thing to hear. And most people are actually very flattered if you ask them for feedback, whether that's, you know, you on a personal level or you at work. Most people are very flattered to be asked for feedback. Over my time at To Inspire, I've come to the realisation that the ability to ask for, accept and act on feedback is the single most important skill in personal development. Without it, you just can't move on in any meaningful manner.
If you don't get any feedback, if you're not willing to listen to that feedback, you are going to end up being stuck just doing what you're doing and thinking it's okay, very likely.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it, Tom. Yeah, you think it's okay. So, you know, you might be able to drive yourself to what you imagine is your peak performance. And actually, earlier this morning, we were listening to one of our old shows about the end of history, when we reach the stage at which no further development is possible. So, you know, we might think that we are operating at our peak performance, but unless you're completely self-aware, that is, completely, totally aware of how you come across to others at all times, then you're likely to be missing vital areas of development. So I'll give you an example from my personal life, and poor Chris, my long-suffering husband, gets mentioned again. So a few years ago, when Chris and I were living in Oxford, and I'd just started with To Inspire, I was working and studying for my master's degree, and I used to have to spend much, if not most, of the weekend working. And in order to spend some time with Chris while he wasn't at work, I'd work from the dining room table instead of one of the beautiful libraries at Oxford where I'd work at other times. Now, libraries are silent and studious, yes, conducive to deep thought, but home wasn't like that, and Chris played computer games in the background, and so there was shooting noises going on and strange American accents, and then sometimes you banged around in the kitchen foraging for snacks, and sometimes, Tom, he spoke to me.
Oh, how could he?
I know. He had the audacity to speak to me. Well, I was writing my dissertation for my master's at the time and engaged in really important deep thoughts.
Yes.
And so sometimes I was really wrangling with a difficult concept or trying to work out how to say a sentence, how to get it out exactly right. And if he'd speak to me at these times, my tone of voice would become quite curt, and I'd say to him, the most important person in my life, can you just shut up while I work this out?
Oh, we've all been there. We've all been there, haven't we? We've all snapped at the person. And often it is at the person who is most important to you. Because you feel like you can sometimes, I think.
Yeah, it is. Because you think, oh, it's all right because they'll forgive me.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't do that to your best client.
Or your boss.
You wouldn't even do it to your worst client.
No.
Tom, you wouldn't do it to me, would you?
You're not my worst client, Laura.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But, you know, we do speak like that, and we give ourselves that freedom to snap at the people who are most important in our life. And when I first did the To Inspire course, Chris did some feedback. Feedback's very, very important as part of the To Inspire course. And he was brave enough to tell me that he didn't like it when I did that to him. So I stopped doing it. Do I still have an odd, frustrated tone in my voice every now and again when I talk to him? Yes, of course I do, when the pressure's on. But I haven't told him to shut up since, because I didn't want to be that kind of person.
Yeah.
And so I did something about it.
But do you think that would have happened if that feedback hadn't come to you?
No,
You'd have just carried on doing it.
I'd still be doing that today, yeah. I'd still be doing it. Because you know what, Tom? And he probably doesn't know this, but I'd still quite like to say that to him sometimes. You know, I feel it in my head coming sometimes. Oh, you just shut up while I get this done. Or
that's a skill in itself, being able to bite your tongue in those situations.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And I just wouldn't bother biting my tongue if I thought I was getting away with it enough, and if I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, if I'd witnessed another couple, you know, one part of a couple saying that to another couple, I'd have been horrified.
We all do that as well, don't we? Yeah. We all go out for like a meal or something, and there'll be that couple in the corner who have an argument. You're like, oh, having an argument. Oh, he can't talk to her like that. And then you go, actually, do we do that sometimes? Maybe, maybe we do. Maybe we're not so public with it, but maybe we still do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And actually, are the people who are doing it in public a bit more honest? Because, you know, if you would speak to your partner in a way, in some manner, if you're happy that nobody else hears that, then, you know, is that a good thing? You should really be happy for anyone to hear anything at any time that you're saying to your partner, shouldn't you, really? But, I mean, we let ourselves off with things that we wouldn't let other people off with.
Now, we started this by saying this was all about management training and business, and we're on the business hub. But using a personal example seems like a great way to go with this.
Well, I mean, we get asked this question quite a lot on our programmes. Why do we use so many personal examples? Why do people talk about their personal lives so much? Well, everyone can relate to personal examples. Everyone's got someone special in their life. And, you know, whatever stage of life you're at, you know, whether you're single or married or in a partnership, everyone has the same sort of issues at home. So everyone can relate to it, whereas not everyone can relate to the same situations at work. But, you know, my example with Chris could be the way that you speak to your mum or dad or your siblings or your kids even, or the people who call to sell you those PPI claims. I don't even know what to call them. PPI claims, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Those people who the people who call you up and say, oh, we're calling that accident you didn't have.
Yeah,
I know the ones.
Yeah, exactly. But it's important, you know, if you're doing it at home, you're very likely to be doing it at work. You're very likely to be doing it in your life in other ways. We're not the different people at home and at work as many people claim they are. Not fundamentally, anyway.
So how do we then make sure that we're getting this feedback? How can we do that?
Well, that is a skill in itself, getting worthwhile feedback. And you said it right at the beginning, how do you ask for it? You know, you can't just say, how am I doing as a husband? How am I doing as a son?
Well, the worst thing you can possibly do is ask them to rate you out of 10 as well. I did try that once.
Oh, how did you score?
Well, I don't think it's ever going to match. It could be better, it could be worse, but I don't think it'll ever match that number you've got in your head.
Oh dear, that's sad. I'm starting to feel sorry for you now.
She'll probably listen to this as
well. Yes, I was going to say, maybe you could ask for some more feedback. Mm. But, you know, that is a topic in itself, asking for feedback, accepting it and acting on it. They're all skills in themselves, and it's something we'll probably have to talk about at another session, if that's all right.
Of course. Well, to end this one then, we always like to give you something to take away with you, and that's why we call it this.
To inspire action on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Okay, so start by giving yourself some honest feedback. Ask yourself, am I being the best wife, husband, partner, mother, daughter, friend, colleague that I can be? I guess the answer would be no. So accept your own feedback and act on it.
And I love that, because actually I feel like I've been doing that in my job recently, where I go, actually, what could I be doing better? And I think that is a good thing to be doing, whatever aspect of your life that you're thinking about. Always looking forward, as we said in a previous episode of the show, didn't we?
We did. Fabulous.
And if you want to find out more about Laura's training, To Inspire's training, and maybe attend one of the seminar days to find out more and how it could help you in your business, then you can go on the website, which Laura is
www.toinspire.co.uk,
where the two is a number.
To Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.